Good evening, everybody. How are you guys doing? Last show of the year.
Congratulations, we made it.
We did.
I'm trying to think when we really started the show.
I think it was
After Wodapalooza, right?
Yeah, I think officially it was in April or so that we started. So it's been a while. It was right before, I think, semifinals. And then, definitely picked it up a lot after the CrossFit Games. Been a very, very good year. Asymmetric Ears, appreciate you. Thank you. Melanie, a JY Barbell member. Good evening. John, new haircut?
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm fidgeting with this new mic a whole bunch, but I will find a comfortable position. I typically just buzz it and then I'll let it grow until I have to start combing it, and then I'll buzz it again. That's typically what I do. But we get receding enough, we'll go full Tyler, and I'm hoping I can stave that off for a couple more years, but Leslie will let me know when it's time.
It's worth it, dude. It's pretty fun. I don't know. You get to get all like the bald dude stuff, the soaps, the lotions, the shaver. It's like a whole new thing. It's like when you become like a truck guy or something. You get like a whole new package of stuff.
Yeah, I'm not against it. It's just I told her to let me know when it's time. That way I know. I think y'all get a kick out of this. I have a I think they're a couple. If they're not, I'm sorry for saying you're a couple, but I have two people are dropping in my gym this week who are fans of the show. It's the first time anybody who's been a fan of the show has walked into my gym. So that's pretty, I was excited about it.
That's awesome. Is one of them Pat Vilner?
And one of them is not Pat Vilner.
Did you see that, John?
I did not. What is it? What?
I'll get to it here in a second. I got it lined up.
What is it?
We'll go over it.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way.
Anybody notable, or is it just two?
Fans. They're decently fit though. The freaking girl is a machine on machines. No pun intended. Her name is Sarah, and she beat me in a machine like just machines. The girl's cows were scaled very heavily, but it's the first time anybody's beat me at our gym and on a biking rowing mix.
So athletes.
Happy to have them for the week.
All right, here we go. I'll pull this up here. Give me one second.
I missed my mute button.
Yeah, well, you sound better though.
Thanks.
All right. On Coffee Pods and Wads, around the whiteboard, we had Sousa Grundler, who was pixelated like on Minecraft, and then you had Pat Vilner. So you'll appreciate this, John.
Okay.
Yeah, not major in the. Oh, there's someone paid. Tell Pat that you called John a dick for not placing Pat on the podium next year. Yeah, I actually declared you 2023's most impressive male, and John Young said I was an idiot and I was wrong. And then he said that you won't podium in 2024. And I said that you will. And then I said, I bet you $50. And then that was kind of annoying because he reminded me then that I actually already owed him $50. But that one kind of backfired.
That people have been saying that since 2020, 2021, that I won't podium again. So
funny. Yeah.
Hasn't made very well so far. I mean, at some point, they're going to be right. It's the reality. You just keep saying it, John. One day you're going to be right, buddy. John's funny. I feel like he gets angry and yells really loudly about opinions if they're not his. But if he would have just as like he picked me to pick to win Rogue, didn't he? He's the only one. So then, like, you know, then he's super thrilled about that. He flip flops too fast and then yells really loud afterwards.
He has so much fun when he's yelling though. That's what makes it so funny.
When I said that I thought you'd podium, he said like next year, he was like, "You're wrong." And I was like, but how can, like it hasn't like, I can't be wrong until next August. He's like, no, you're wrong. And I was like, okay, so prove that I'm wrong. He's like, I'll prove it next August. And I was like, well, then I'll be wrong in August. I'm not wrong now. I can't be wrong now.
So come back with a cool mountain graphic, pat himself on the back.
It'd be nice. I'm waiting for him to design like a tram coming off of one of those mountains on somebody. He's got to pick someone who's going to tram down from the top with a little line. Ski. Like, yeah.
Several different means of getting down, some faster than others.
All right.
Wow. That actually makes me feel really good. I didn't think he knew who I was. So there you go.
He obviously watches because he knows that you were the one that picked him.
It's slightly annoying though, because I have picked Vellner to do amazing every year until 2024. So it's not like I've been against him. I've just lost faith. But no, that's fun. I will say, I don't think that you can be afraid to make statements if you can't take the heat from those statements. So it's that was cool.
Yep.
I am a bit brash. I am a bit too quick to shut people down sometimes. I apologize for that. I just get passionate about things, and I'm gonna need it, because whenever I'm battling Hiller and Chase on the freaking coffee pods and wads one day, I'm gonna have to bring my A game for that, because Hiller's gonna try to shut me down fast. I gotta come right back with it, right?
Yeah. For those who like to listen to us on podcast form, I found out that the host that was managing the podcast stuff was not it was only leaving the last 10 episodes, and it was cutting off everything after that. So I changed to Spotify hosting it, which the cool thing about that is now you can go on Spotify and watch our episodes. So I spent all day yesterday re-uploading everything from, I guess, September of 2022 through all of our episodes. And everything since September now is in video format. So I feel like Joe Rogan. So you can actually
go back.
Well, no, you can actually go into Spotify. And so it's the Spin Podcast. So that's the old one. But if you go into the Spin Podcast and you go in, I'm not sure if it does it on the desktop or not. Yeah, no problem.
Merry Christmas to me.
I think
that's what a soundbite there.
I know on if you do it on the mobile, you can actually have the video on it. So
I didn't know that Spotify offered that now for anybody else. That's cool.
Yeah. So you see the video here. I don't know how it works on desktop or not, but at least on mobile, if you do listen to podcasts on Spotify, you can now watch us, not just listen. So you get a little bit more context if you want to do that. So, yeah, check it out on Spotify. It's also on iTunes and everything else, or it should be here soon, but, yep, go check out the Spin Podcast by the Barbell Spin. So want to announce that. And then the last piece of information, which is a very big weekend for two of us out here, me and John.
Big news here, Tyler. Big deal here.
John and
can you see it?
Go ahead. I don't know if I can zoom in or not, but John and I are in the final championship match for our fantasy football league. So
of the first annual CrossFit analyst football league. And Halpin did not get last. He was in the running to get last, him and Hiller both. And somehow they weaseled their way out of it. So go those guys.
Yeah. Halpin was actually had the most points of like anybody or near the top,
really, really,
but he ended up in last place and he just had the bad matchups. I had the opposite. I think I had the second easiest schedule, and I rode my way to first place in the regular season. And so won my last playoff game, and now John and I are fighting for the championship. Mm-hmm. So,
and winner gets $450.
That's right. That's right. So just good times over on some fantasy football, which I have not watched 1 minute of NFL football throughout the entire season.
That's
and I beat all of you.
How
guys.
Much strategy was needed to get into this championship?
Doesn't take much. Does not take much. Barkley is right. I'm taking it. John's fantasy is washed up.
All right, Barkley. Let me know when you've beaten me in anything.
I dove deep into sports betting this weekend. Since all the games, football games, basketball games were on, I started, you know, doing some more research and got on DraftKings and just got on the regular sports books, which I'd done a little bit in the past, but like I had dove into like the play-by-play bets you could make. Man, is that addicting. Like, I totally understand why everybody loses their house to that stuff.
Yeah. It's dude, sports betting's crazy. Like, I'm kind of lucky like that I live in Texas and it's illegal and I can't like do it. Because I think if I got into sports betting, dude, I think I would get addicted so quickly because I eat that stuff up. Like, I'll research it and just, I mean, and my wife is so against gambling. So like, I couldn't like, it, man, it would just be, I think I am lucky that I cannot do it because I think I definitely would if I could.
There was a guy I used to work with that, he got in early on one of the DraftKings or one of them. And, he got big into baseball and he had built some complex model and started playing. And he actually got invited to like one of their, like, he was one of the top like 10 people in the baseball, got to like do one of like the opening day things for like massive amounts of money, made like over $100,000 one year. His wife convinced him to quit, to focus on that. And then once it became real, he ended up going back to work about 2 years later. So it's all fun and games until it's your livelihood. And then you start overthinking it and you lose and you're out.
Dude, so. There's some stuff though. You can play math on it. Like, there was a time where you could bet MVP for the NFL. If you just bet $50 on everybody, as long as it like the top person didn't get it, you would win money no matter what. Like by betting, like, cause like you can play math on it a lot of times. But like the one time you lose, you know, you just lost everything. So like, it's, you know, yeah.
All right. I think those are the updates. We'll go into viewer comments. We've got a lot of good comments. We'll start off here, with at Sezzy U. He also was generous enough to throw in, make it a super comment. So he gets to be read first. Great show. Love Pedro being sassy, especially with John on the Vellner comment. Really wanted Vellner to podium next year before this discussion, but wanted even more now just because of Roman's comment. Haven't been a big fan of Roman, particularly since his weird ranty post about Jeff that came ages after the games. I kind of liked his interview, though. It comes across more honest and actually more real than whatever version we are presented with. Pedro's rant on Rosa is very on point. Her comments are overly defensive and unnecessary, that it actually makes it look worse for Roman. They should have just laughed about it and moved on, or explained what was missing in context rather than going mental in the comments section. Merry Christmas.
Merry
Christmas. at Kathy Stan 4379, she had two comments. I couldn't screenshot the second one, but I think she likes John.
Good deal.
But you talked about the tickets going on sale in January. So selling tickets to the game so early is a huge disservice to everyone outside of the USA, and maybe even to those on the other side of the US. If I'm coming all the way from Australia, I want the best seats, but I'm not deciding in January if I'm going to be able to get to the games, which I think is a very valid point.
That's probably most people, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, you basically have to sign up to go to the games now just because you want to go to the games, not because you're going to follow somebody. I think it puts a lot of people out in that situation. At Go Grundy, we need more Pedro. Love how he handles John. Cracking me up.
It's good grief. I didn't really feel like Pedro handled me. Did he? Or am I mistaken?
He pushed back a lot more than Spin and I tend to.
Wow.
We let you just go on.
Yeah.
let's see. Pedro did comment back. He does retract his assertion that Rosa misinterprets Roman in interviews. He checked Savon's interview, and while not always accurate, it's not done out of malice or to gain anything.
But it is done.
But it's not always accurate. At Chris Deeming 8573, you guys are just pissed. FitFest wasn't streamed, and I get that, but I'm in the UK and it was class. We get F all over here. I don't want to get demonetized. Pedro got demonetized. Rogue would have been better off coming to Europe. I guarantee it sells more tickets. As a fan in Europe, you Americans don't know how good you have it.
Well, Rogue's about to be in Scotland, so you're welcome. And now I just hate Europe because we don't have Rogue anymore.
And then there was.
But I'm happy for you guys. Just, I won't ever be there. But I'm happy for you guys. Congrats, Pedro. I guess that's owning me. Just taking over CrossFit.
At user, and then a whole bunch of characters in Russian. I translated it, said podcast to podcast. It's funny. I don't know. And then last one at Jen Sentaster. This is the best lineup for a CrossFit show. Thanks from Denmark, guys. In fact, anything without Savon's flat earth appearance is the best.
Oh no, that was the greatest. That was so good. I want at least one of those every like 3 months.
What?
That show, that flat earth show.
That's, I can't.
It was so good.
I was filled to the brim the first time. I can't do it again. My daughter.
Not sure how to say the username, but Mayhem addressed it sort of today, but took Rose's translation as the correct one. Some home cooking. Sarah Cooper said the AI translation was totally wrong. Yeah, I don't know. Not sure about that.
Pedro would probably.
I think he would disagree with that.
Yeah.
All right. So the rule book came out last week, finally. And we did a review show on Savon's that night. But there was one thing in there that kind of I didn't see right away. Kind of caught it later watching Talking Elite Fitness with Adrian Bosman. There's a rule out there that goes through video review. Let's see if I can. Here we go. So in the video review, and what we caught was that there were a certain number of athletes in the individual and teams that are required to submit their video when they submit their scores, right? Top 60 men and women and the top 40 teams. I don't know how you actually know that, but I guess if you think you're going to be in the running, you better submit your video. The age groups, the top 250 men, women, boys, and girls must be prepared to submit all of their workouts. But below that is where it gets kind of interesting. It says, at the conclusion of the competition, CrossFit will select one workout to review. If more is required for an athlete, CrossFit reserves the right or may elect to review another workout. That's a big departure from what we have done recently.
Right, as opposed to reviewing most of
all
them.
All of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least illusioning that review.
And I think if I recall what Adrian said is basically he trusted the athletes to do the right thing because they're going to submit five videos.
That's the worst answer I've ever heard.
And one of them would be reviewed. You don't know which one. So you're going to withhold the standard and not try to skirt anything.
Let's think about, did they actually review all the videos they said they reviewed last year? Do we think that that's true?
They reviewed videos from each workout because we saw the penalties from each one of them. We don't know the level of depth they went through each one of them.
Right.
How detailed they went through them. Like, you know, do they watch all 20 minutes of a workout?
No,
probably not. Do they watch it in two speed after a certain point and just make sure that they were catching certain things? Probably.
Now I want to clarify something with this. So this is for quarterfinals going to semifinals, right?
Yes.
So I feel like they're probably just going to pick one workout and watch up to like 2,000 of that workout, like a lot. And then, but if you qualify, they're going to watch all of them, right?
No,
that's not what it says.
No, but you don't think that's what they'll do, though, is what I'm saying.
No,
you know, it says you have to be prepared to send all of them, right?
It's what they're trying. Individuals and teams, you have to have, they have to be there already. And the idea is that if you think you're going to be in the top 60 men and women, you have to submit your video with it so that you actually don't try to go back like they used to back in the open when they reviewed the videos. It's like, hey, send us your, you know, 17.2 video. And then you'd be like, oh crap, I didn't do it. Let me go try to match my score. Right. So they want you to have the videos uploaded when you submit your score by the deadline.
But if you don't,
you have 24 hours to provide any requested videos. So I don't know. Like, you don't know if you're in the top 60 until the leaderboard's revealed and you're in the top 60. So I don't know how that works. But either way, you have 24 hours to submit a video.
So if you're in the top 100, all of your videos need to be on YouTube.
If you think you're going to semifinals, you need to submit your video.
All of them.
Which, I mean, going back, like,
if you're not, it's just one video. Or is it no video?
Well, they could request a certain one. They could say, send us quarterfinal two.
So you,
because you've not uploaded them yet.
But if you're in the top 60, which you won't know, you'll have to submit all your videos, period.
Yes.
And then, but if you're not in the top 60 or think you're going to be in the top 60, then you're fine.
Right.
Okay.
And you still have 24 hours to submit it.
Okay. And then, so I guess the point I wanted to get across was back in the, when the open mattered, what people would do is they would always guess which workout was going to be reviewed, and you could always do it because it's like, it's something with like, that's a little complicated.
It's never going to be the lift.
Right. It's never the lift. And it's like, so that's what people will do. They'll just be like, well, okay. You know, if you're going to cheat, you know which ones you can cheat on. And then on the one you'll actually try on the one that they're going to review.
Right. Yeah. And so I don't, I think they don't have enough bandwidth to review
every single video. If you qualify, you need to review every single video, and then just like they need to request. I know it says, be prepared for it, right? If you are in a qualifying position, all of your videos should be reviewed, and if they're not, then it's a fail.
The hard part is if you're 40th in your semifinal, you probably had one or two workouts where you're 200th, right? Especially when you start throwing a big lift in there and you have one thing that, you know, one with, let's say, shuttle runs.
Yeah.
And you're, you know, either side of the spectrum, you're either going to be probably top 10 or top 20 in one of those, and you're probably going to be 200, 300, 400 if there's a, you know, on the other side. The problem is if you only review that 1 through 40, you have another 360 athletes if you finish 400th. That are between you and somebody else. And those are the ones that create the issue. And I don't know how you even get around that.
There's no way they can go through
400 videos of every workout.
You just can't.
Especially because you have a 2-week turnaround.
And it's unfair to think that you can. But I think if you're in qualifying position, it doesn't matter where you rank. Doesn't matter where those numbers are. If at the end of it, you're 40th place, all of your videos have to be reviewed. And then you do that until you find the legitimate, all videos are good, top 40 people. Does that make sense?
I mean,
maybe that's all the way down to 55. right? But you don't know.
That's in a perfect world. Like, they're never, and that's the thing. I think that's why they worded it the way they did, and then why they've set the bar lower as far as their ability to video review, is they're setting expectations of like, hey, we can't handle this. So when the open comes, or when quarterfinal comes around, you guys won't get mad because we actually are owning up to what we said we would do, not this process that they don't have the capacity to do.
Yeah. Ortega, what's up, man? Will Brandstetter, nice haircut, Johnny boy.
Thank you, Will.
I think this kind of goes back to what we started with. Halpin's, the rule just puts in writing what they were already doing. It leaves it open-ended for when athletes say, my video has zero views, but I qualified. I mean, I think, who was it? What's his name? Last year that shared that, you know, it's because they're looking at it on the platform and doesn't register a view on YouTube. I mean, that would entail that he was probably not telling the truth, that they actually reviewed and watched it. Which, it seems odd. Like, I feel like if you watch it anywhere, YouTube's going to collect that view. They want that view.
There's no way that, I mean, you have the link. The link goes to your video. It doesn't matter what platform you watch it on. You're going to get the view. Yeah.
Mason Mitchell, it's a broken system, really. I mean, I agree with John. I think you have to do more than just the one.
But I mean, we're back to the how. Like, we've been over this, and we know that they don't have the capacity to do it.
And do we want...
They can look at everybody that has qualified, though.
Yeah, but that doesn't... That
I know that you're going to have spots problem. Where there's 300 people in between. You don't look at those people. Like, it's fine. As long as the person in 40th place, their 400th finish was legit. Their second event finish was legit. All of their event finishes are legit. You're good.
It's not fine. I know when you're Yella Hosta and he barely makes it. And this year he's probably barely going to make it.
There's no way to fix that.
But if you're going to say
that's the best you can do, I'm saying.
I know, but like, that doesn't solve the problem. I'd be more okay with not checking the top 60 or the top 40 and checking these edge case people who just happen to have a home run hit and then are never seen again, because none of those people are going to get checked for anything.
Well, I think if you have a home run hit, though, then those people should get checked too. Like, they can select any video they want, right? And I mean, anytime there's... Honestly, I don't know how they don't have a system to where, like, oh, this person is 3,000 to 6,000 place, but on this one workout, they were 30th. That, like, it red flags it, and then you watch all of those red flags.
I mean, Bosman did say that they would, you know, look for anomalies like that. When he was on our show, he tried to say that, you know, he didn't want to give us a line in the sand of how far down they're going to go to review those videos. Now it sounds like they're only going to go down to one video. I mean,
I do like to use the community comment whenever you could, like, upvote or downvote a workout.
Yes.
It's crazy how the population can find terrible, terrible workout scores. They can. And so if somebody gets 20 downvotes, their score doesn't count. Or it gets reviewed.
Right? I think that's the right thing. Is if you have
20 downvotes, it goes to a pile of reviewed videos, and then those videos will be reviewed.
Yeah,
that's hard to do.
That goes back to having everything made public once the scores are made public.
To me, it just gets at how we can't really continue to do this online format. And there is probably the quarterfinals, or maybe a step between quarterfinals and semifinals, which really we don't have the time to do, needs to be in person. But they won't, like, they'll never make quarterfinals in person, because then 25% definitely won't sign up because they'll have to go somewhere. So they're in between a rock and a hard place where they can't afford to do what really needs to be done. And then but they can't change it either. So, yeah.
What if they did a top 5% in quarterfinals and those people went to quarterfinal workouts in live person, and then they were, but there, and it was like regionals, right? And would then semifinals pay, is a bigger regional.
Would you pay like $500 for that?
Yeah.
I think I would.
I also think like I'm better in competition than I am online. Like I think I could get lucky with the programming and have a shot at semifinals. I don't put that past possibility. I'd have to get real lucky, but I don't put it past possibility. Right? You know, they have a handstand pushup workout. All of a sudden you have 100 points. That helps a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if we get to live through this, though, at least this year, I guess the question is, would you rather have a situation where they watch every video and we get hundreds, if not thousands, of scoring adjustments? Or we do one video, there's some adjustments, but basically what people entered is what people entered. They all are, for the most part, doing the same stuff. And then maybe one or two guys or women get in that shouldn't have because they skirted the system.
I would rather have 100,000 adjustments. I get it's like a really hard job for a few people, but that's why you pay those people. And honestly, you could make Hiller head of no rep central, you know, whatever you want to call it, right? He would love to do that. Tell me he wouldn't love to spearhead that and delegate. And then he's the delegator of adjustments and he can decide what adjustments to make. It's like, I don't like some of their adjustments are unreasonable too. Like, and that's a little bit of the problem. Well, that's, like Vellner, that's the thing, I think, is like, got pinned. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is like, you want a video review to kick you out of semifinals because something small and minor that they deem a major penalty, they dock you 15%. Now you're out.
Well, I mean, I think they need to do a better job. Like if it's small or minor, then it's like, it's not a big deal. If it's egregious, then like needs to be penalized accordingly. But like say if you're doing wall balls and you're parallel and not below parallel, you're docked 50 seconds. You know what I mean? Like a second, right? Like, and that's like, or 30 seconds, whatever. And like, it's a minor penalty for that. But like all minor penalties aren't made equal. I feel like that you watch the video and then you give the penalty, you're on to the next case. And you literally treat each one like a file. It's not just a set system.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't know.
That's a lot of work between it, but I think that's the best way.
I hear you. I just don't know what the right answer is. Honestly, like I'm torn between being very thorough.
You're hearing, but you're not listening. The right
people,
Ryan. Yeah, listen.
I still don't like having all those. I mean, I hate it when we did that video or that article last year of all the thousands of adjustments. Like, that's just not
you choose to make that video. Don't make it. They did a lot of adjustments.
Oh, just let it go.
Here are the major.
Don't report on it.
Tell Hiller not to let it.
No. There were the 1,000 adjustments. Here are the major people. You do choose to sift through all that stuff, Ryan. It's not.
I'll just ignore it from now on. That's
is that
stop.
Fair?
Stop trying, Brian.
I will not tell people what happened. I will just we'll skip it next time and say, hey, it was perfect.
We only cover superficial stuff, man. We're not supposed to go that deep into things.
I hear you. Julian Ifford, thank you. Go hit the join button if you want to support the spin going forward.
Not to harp on my own idea again, but back of the napkin math, as we so fondly do, 160 pages of athletes last year for men who signed up for the quarterfinals, each of which paid $50 to be included on the leaderboard. That's $400,000 of revenue. If you charged $500 a piece for each one of those people to do an in-person quarterfinals, that's only 800 people need to do quarterfinals to make the same amount of revenue. If you do it 250, it's 1600 people. So I now I'm like,
is
I don't
a, understand. Is that across the world?
Yeah. That's crazy, boom. Right?
Thanks, CrossFit, right here. Spin show.
So, easy it so is. Now it's I'm like, hard. Why don't we do it that way?
Kenneth, just wait. You see it down there. It's down there.
That was such a like dad response. like, just wait. Just wait.
We'll get you. We'll get you. Don't worry. Yeah. We'll see how it plays out. I thought it was
where, I mean,
snuck in there. What's that?
We're all going to get upset, right? Like when we find someone, inevitably we're going to find someone who didn't do it right and we're going to expose them. And, you know, it just sucks. It's just, I appreciate that CrossFit's kind of setting the bar and saying, this is what we're capable of. That's what I get from all of this.
Right. And yeah. I'm kind of with Tyler on that. I think it's never going to be perfect. It, I know, like if you're hoping for it to be perfect, I don't think it ever is. And the fact that they're letting us know this early, this is what's going to happen. We used to complain that they never let us know anything that they were doing. Now they're letting us know that. And I mean, it's not perfect, but it's hard. Like you're kind of like, I'm never going to be happy now. Right. Like I'm kind of on Tyler's side with that. We know what's going to happen. These are the rules. Kind of got to deal with it.
Would you skirt the standards, John, to get 40th in semifinals?
I want
to
make a front squat joke right now so bad.
I almost think that I can't skirt the standards because I'll be called out filthily if I do.
Yeah, because you'll share your own video with us and we'll just...
I will. No, I'll make all mine public. I got nothing to hide. Okay, I really don't. I know people. What's
but,
funny
but if you were, if you've been just cut though, like 2 years in a row, just barely missed it. You really want to get the semifinals? Would you?
I would.
Maybe not. Like it, your judge listen, is like.
It depends on the workout. Don't get me wrong. I'd be tempted, and I guarantee you, like if I wasn't like there are 1,000 guys that are my level, right? Right. And like, and they're not on put on blast with every video they put out. Like people aren't looking at their videos. Right. Cause in the grand scheme of fitness, like I'm nobody. Right. If it's just like, what can you do fitness wise? And like those people, I mean, for sure you would.
Yeah.
I don't think I can. I don't think I can get away with it. But if I thought right. I could get away with it and I still think I'm doing the all of the like if I'm like the right stimulus is hit, if you think some of my like wall ball squats aren't low enough and they're lower than 99.9% of the people that get in, I don't care about your opinion. You know what I mean? Like people want to be super strict with the standards whenever they can't do the standards that well if they wanted to. You're trying to make semifinals. Right now, you should not be egregious at all. And like, if somebody called you out, you absolutely are like, you need to be like, you're right. You cannot fight that. If you skirt the standards, you did. Right. So if you get a penalty, that's on you. And then like, if Hiller calls you out, it's on you. You're in the wrong. Right. But
think about this.
I guarantee if you're, people would.
If you're 50th in semifinals. You probably have that one bad workout, like we said, that you were 500th in the workout. Why, like, that's where you skirt the standards and end up being 400th. And that's where you get in, because they're not going to go down and see you that far, right? Unless you do John and you just go through everybody. But that's where you take your risk. It's not when the workout is at your home run where you're going to be 20th in your semifinal region. You can hold the standard on that because that's in your wheelhouse. But if there's a workout that you suck at and you're like, shit, I'm going to not.
I think if you suck, there's no amount of skirting you can do to make you not suck.
Not saying you get used from straight. 500th to 20th, but you get from 500 to 400th.
I gotcha.
And maybe that gets you just enough what you need.
But if that's especially the case, then why do all the reps?
Workout they're not going to watch.
Right. If they don't watch it. That's probably a risk you might take.
next week we'll release our how to cheat rule or how to cheat hand guide.
All right, we'll move on. But we'll see how that plays out, and we'll find out if we're right or wrong in a few months. Just not right now, right, John?
Right.
Yeah. We're back.
I'll be honest with you, Brian. I didn't hear what you said at all. I blanked out.
You weren't paying attention.
I was reading Mason Mitchell's comment. I said I'd give it a crack when I get around to it, Mason. I can't do it. I have training too. All right. My brother's here now. He can take up for me.
We got new blind rankings. So hopefully you guys caught it last week. This time it's a little bit different. It's going to be on fictional CrossFitters. So John and Tyler are going to do a quick reaction. Where do they think these guys are? They're all men. Rank them.
How good do we think they'd be at CrossFit?
How good are these fictional characters? How good will they be at CrossFit?
I'm nervous all of a sudden.
All right. Fictional CrossFitters. Ricky Bobby.
Whew, okay. I mean, five. He's going to be the Noah Olsen of the group. He's going to come out hot. He's going to burn the house down. And he's not going to be very fit. Did you see him run to the finish line? He could barely beat the French guy. No offense, Willie Georges. I put him at five.
He's a NASCAR racer. They're not fit dudes. Sorry.
Ricky Bobby. He's probably got some mean grip strength, though. I mean, there's a grip workout. But, yeah, I'd go
five. So you're saying nobody's going to be worse than Ricky Bobby. Okay.
I mean, he's pretty unfit, man.
All right.
Oh.
All right, I'm pretty positive. Somebody can correct me. He clean and jerks like 545 in the movie. Like it's not real. They're fake. But if Ivan Drago were taking him as is, he wins every lifting event there is.
Yeah, but he's on Diana Ball or something. So his muscles are going to occlude immediately. So he's not going to be able to do any sort of endurance event or even really.
Running pretty good in that movie, man. I don't know. He was running pretty good. Handstand pushups are going to be a problem. He's like 6'4", right?
Where you guys got?
Three.
Ooh, dude. Dude, he's really fit, man.
No, he's not. He's right, on the juice.
I'll go with three. That doesn't mean he's not fit. Ricky got third.
Ivan Drago, number three.
I'll go three.
The water boy.
One.
Ooh, I love this. Okay. We have to think about this, Tyler. We can't be.
I know.
I think he wins any sprint event. He wins for sure.
Ricky Bobby is in Louisiana, so he's used to the heat.
You're talking about the water boy.
Yeah. Or sorry, water boy. Bobby Boucher is in Louisiana. He's used to the heat.
He's not going to bother him.
He's around football all the time. You know he's having to run around the football field.
Boy, I don't think he's a good lifter, though.
You know mama's making him do chores outside.
I'll tell you one thing. Ain't nothing Jeff Adler can say to rattle the water boy. That would not fly if they were running a 5K and Jeff was talking Baton Rouge to him.
So who you got? What you got,
Tyler? I'm going to say two.
I'll compromise and say two. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. There we go.
All right.
I want to watch that movie now.
Jimmy Chitwood from the
Hoosier. Oh, the Hoosier.
Four. One. He'd be all right in a 5K, and that's it.
Ooh. One and four. You guys got
Jimmy Chitwood saves four. The town. What are you talking about?
No, you got Indiana bias right now. He's four all the way. He's not strong. He ain't doing no gymnastics. He'd be all right running, and then that's it. There ain't nothing Jimmy Chitwood can do in CrossFit.
For the sake that Jim,
he's a little John's bitty wrong. Boy that can shoot a basketball real
he's
good.
He's a grown man. Nothing Jimmy he Chitwood had a doing beard. Jimmy Chitwood four. That's fine.
All right.
Who we got at number one? We always have a
did you guys get situation. It? You did this last week too, and you put Chandler at top. Rudy.
No, oh, great pick. Gross, great pick. Bro. He'd work at it, dude. He might suck his first event, but he wouldn't quit.
He's really short. He'll be good at a lot of the crossfit things, like burpees, pull-ups, handstand push-ups. He's probably not lifting very much.
That was a bold move. Two times in a row, you guys were not.
Dude, I think Ivan Drago is fitter than all of these people. You're crazy. Ivan Drago is the athlete.
Not at CrossFit. He's good at some things. Water boy should be number one. That's right. Bobby Boucher.
Well, honestly,
I like this leaderboard. I like this leaderboard.
We did better on this than we did the first time.
So you're better on the fictional stuff than real rankings. All right, is that what you're saying?
You know what? If whenever you want to play, you let me know. It's harder than it looks.
Who is CrossFit's equivalent of Rudy's janitor? Or even better, who is CrossFit equivalent of Farmer Fran?
Farmer Fran. Okay. So that'd be one of Waterboy's coaches. Huh. You don't know what they're saying. You don't know what they're saying half the time. Facundo?
Facundo.
Is there a foreign coach that we can't understand very well? John Singleton speaks beautiful English.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know anybody.
I think Snorri is the equivalent of Farmer Fran.
Oh man, I don't know, dude.
He's got that real jolly feel. I don't know, man. Farmer Fran's having a good time no matter where he is. I've never seen anything but a smile on Snorri's face.
That's very true.
If anybody's going to hand me a frog cake, it's probably Snorri.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that.
Michel Laton speaks in French.
Yeah. Ooh, even better. So Ivan Drago's wife pushes Ivan and seems like the one who wears the pants. So who is Ivan and who is Ivan's wife?
Oh, that's Carolyn Lambre and Jeff Adler. All the way.
Good job, guys.
Yep.
Yeah, I think you did better than I was expecting.
That was fun. Do we have another one? We're doing another one?
That's it. Just that one.
Dude,
one
we need to do more than one.
One,
man.
One
like,
more.
They're so quick. Like,
oh, here we go.
You know what, Stepan? You can go watch another.
He's
podcast
just mad.
If you don't like it.
He's just mad because he doesn't know any of these movies. He's lost, so he's upset.
Next week is Marvel Heroes, Savan. So you'll really like that. All right. And what everybody's been waiting for, especially Kenneth, 2024 predictions. With we're heading into 2024, we want to take a look at, that's right, 49 minutes. Kept you here. 49 minutes. And now you're
still here.
Now you're here for the dessert. So, okay. I'll take suggestions. Put that in the comments, Savan, and we'll consider it. All right, 2024 predictions. This can be CrossFit games, CrossFit, anything that touches CrossFit. I'm not going to say it. I'm going to say ecosystem.
Okay.
So if you want to stick straight to your predictions for what's going to happen in the season, if you want to touch on CrossFit, now is the time.
I love these.
So we'll see how we do. Okay, John.
One by one.
Yep. Let's hear your first prediction.
My first prediction is Tia Toomey and Roman Krennikoff will win the 2024 CrossFit Games.
Bold.
That's so bold. Yeah. Brave.
That's my first prediction, man. I'm sorry.
Very bold. Very bold.
That's the least bold one there is, I think, right?
That is.
I'm gonna take it in steps of like, I'm gonna build up. Yeah.
I can get on that. Go ahead, Spin.
All right. I'm going to say the very first semifinal workout will be Amanda or some variation of.
Muscle up snatches.
You have any idea why?
That's why.
Where's the West going back to?
Carson.
Carson.
Yeah.
What was the first workout saying, in Carson?
Yep.
What does Boz like to do?
They've done
we brought back though. We brought back semifinals. What did we do? Semifinal, yeah. Linda.
I get it. They've done that like three times though, Amanda.
We're so early though. Do you think you jinx it? He saw it. He's going to see this. He'd be like, never mind.
I don't think he'll care.
I like that prediction. That's cool. And I hope. Ooh, I like that workout too. I like Amanda. Do we stay at 135? You think we stay at 135 or do we change the weight to like 95?
I didn't get that deep. I thought they could go do what Amanda 45. You just said they could do Amanda 45 like the games did in 2019.
Rogue?
No. I think it was 2017, 2019. I can't remember which one. It was Jamie Simmons, Jamie Green won
or
it.
Or ascending.
Back in Madison.
Okay. I think it was 2017. You're right. 2017. It was 2017 because Matt and Ricky were going. Dakota Rager won that. That was back in the original Colton Mertens, just not as good.
Yeah. So that's my prediction, is it'll do something, some type of twist on Amanda.
Is that your least bold prediction?
It's in there.
It's not a safe prediction, but it's.
I feel like that's pretty out there just to say the first workout's going to be this.
Hey, I didn't hold any back.
That's very specific.
I spent a lot of time on these.
That's cool. I'll say mine. Softball throw return.
Yeah.
Indoor softball throw. My most lighthearted prediction is the current format of the teams ends this year. This will be the final season that we see the teams competition the way it is.
And any predictions on what
off the record? Do you think it's 6 or 2?
The record.
Yeah.
We will. I think I don't think they'll make it till this will be a late decision, but I think like you're already seeing it talked about. I mean, it was talked a bit about today on Pedro's, like no one likes the team competition. It's sort of a catch all for older people who don't want to like really train anymore. Will consist of 0 people. I think they will offload it probably, but someone will pick it up. And I think the sport will change because of that. But I'll just say that this year, the team competition ends.
Oh, so you still think there will be teams. It just won't be under the CrossFit Games. Kind of like Legends with Masters and like the Masters CrossFit Games and stuff now.
Maybe. I think so CrossFit. A
fourth separate or fifth separate event now?
Maybe. I just don't. I don't see the interest, especially
in 4-person. That's the problem. Teams.
Yeah. The problem. So if you dump it, it's like, okay, then it just disappears. The only reason they exist is because they get attention at the games. That's the sole reason that anybody cares.
Okay.
I could see my some second changes one there. Before you go, does anybody have anything to do with training camps?
What do you mean?
Any training camp? I do not. Jason Hopper will leave HWPO.
No, but I like that prediction. Man, it's like, wait, I thought this show sucked, and now he wants to play?
he just didn't like our last segment.
I think we need to quit highlighting his comments. He didn't talk bad about the show. And then you can't just – come on now. You got to pick a side. All right. My second prediction, ready?
Yep.
All right. It's kind of a three thing. Like, this is just what's going to happen in the guys' field, okay? Vellner will not podium. Hatfield will be top 20, and Mertens will be top 15. Book it.
So repeat that one more time.
Okay. You're going to write it down because it's all going to happen. Yeah. All right.
Write it down.
Vellner will not podium. Off the record, he finishes 4th. Austin Hatfield will be top 20, and then Colton Mertens will be top 15. And he'll continue the trend on getting better and better each year.
Which is the most likely and which is the least likely?
Colton's the least likely.
That is a great question.
What was the first one?
Fellner's fourth.
Yeah.
Most likely.
I would like to hold off on that until I see the workouts. Because once I see the workouts, well, I'm just like, hear me out. No. I'll tell you off the record. But like, once I see the workouts, I'll feel very confident and like say with 100% this is going to happen. Once I see the workouts. Freaking max deadlift comes up, Patrick Fellner's going to be on the podium. But I don't think it's going to.
There won't be a max deadlift.
What?
There will not be a max deadlift at the games.
Oh, is that one of your predictions?
I'll add a sixth one to my list.
Okay. But I'm probably going to say Fellner not being the podium is my most confident. And I'm going to say, it hurts me, but I'm going to say Colton being top 15 is the second most likely to happen. I believe in Hatfield, but it's almost like, hey, we said Jason Hopper was going to be second place at the CrossFit Games after the first semifinal, and you saw what happened, right? So I don't want to get too high on it because I feel like I'm probably already too high, right?
You like
so,
playing it too safe. I'm all in on Hatfield.
That nobody else is saying anything about Hatfield, Tyler. None of y'all are saying anything about him. So I feel like I'm pretty high as is. Anyway, that's my second prediction.
All right. Let's see. Which one do I want to go next? I'll go to the games route again. I'm going to say Haley Adams does qualify for the games, but Mal does not compete.
Oh, the Mal does not compete. I think Mal said she was competing though, right?
Where?
I just thought she did. I've heard people say that she said that she was.
It was on HWPO's roster. Pro roster or whatever, like fifth on the scroll.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, I don't know. You know, I don't know. Fine. That kind of ruins my fourth prediction, but you know, we'll wait till we get there.
My second prediction is I'll add in Mallory, that Mallory gets top five at the games and that Haley bails after semifinals.
So we hate Haley Adams. What did Haley do to you?
You know, it sucks because I really like her coach now.
But who's her coach?
Haley Murillo or Murillo.
Oh, Haley Murillo. Yeah.
Yeah. I really, really enjoyed talking to her at Crash. I think she is super smart and I think she is a good coach for Haley. I just, I know that's why my bet is so good, but I don't know why I don't believe in her.
It's just a weird train to die on.
It's an asshole thing of me, but I just don't. I would not put any amount of money on her.
No, anymore. You believe what you believe. It's just a weird. It's fine. Just random. It's kind of like Spence saying Fikowski's not going to make the games. Like it's just kind of a weird. Out of nowhere thing.
This was on my alternate list, but I'm going to predict that Fikowski does make the games this year. You heard it here first. Fikowski will make the 2024 CrossFit games. So you can mark that down.
Book it.
All right, John. Number three.
My third prediction.
Oh, well, before we got some other ones here. Matt Murphy. Glassman starts Broken Science Affiliates.
Broken Science Affiliates. Interesting.
Patrick Clark on our teams. Dave created the Affiliate Cup, and there's no way he gets rid of it.
Okay.
It's not the Affiliate Cup anymore, though, is it?
How long do you continue
not
to
if you're,
drag
not if you're gonna have your Noah. Truck. Not if you're going to have Noah create teams from all across the country or world. And I mean, it's, yeah. Savant. Got a couple from Savant. Hiller Fit's training arm will expand dramatically.
Not JY Barber.
Podcast will represent athletes.
He's banking on me making it.
And Kenneth Brute becomes a feeder kid. That was
oh
last
my
year.
Gosh, Kenneth.
Last year.
I swear. You'll get banned from this podcast real quick, Kenneth. Keep that stuff up.
Just watch it, John. Watch it.
Ooh.
You might be moving to Cookville here soon.
It could, I guess it could happen. All right. My third prediction is GoWad will be the 2024 sponsor of the CrossFit Games.
You're wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong, but that's cool.
You know that for a fact? No, but you're wrong.
If you don't know it for a fact, just let's just see what happens.
All right.
Yeah. That's
what do you know, great. John, off the record? Dude, nobody's off the, listening.
Off the record, I don't know anything. But
sure.
Usually when I say stuff, it usually happens. So I'm just gonna say GoWad is gonna be the
That hubris Vellner was talking about.
Listen, I have, and Spin, do you know anything like legit? If you do, it's kind of a dick move for you to let me say this prediction because you you knew I was going to say this before I said it.
I don't know anything. Vindicate said you said go ruck wrong. I don't know.
No, we'll find out. Go ruck, man. I would say I just think that's the either that or Tier is the most likely sponsor, and.
John's trying to get a sponsorship.
Do you think Tier would go? I mean, Tier has Wadapalooza. Do they need to do CrossFit, the CrossFit Games?
Well, that's why I said GoWad, because Tier has, you know, I think Tier's pretty comfortable. You know, if nobody knows, GoWad is what I'm predicting. Mm-hmm. I know nothing. That's my shot in the dark. This is the third.
All we know officially, is that the CrossFit Games rulebook and the drug policy just say CrossFit Games. 2024 CrossFit Games. There's no title sponsor at this point.
Self-funded.
Yes. That's a...
Brought to you by the affiliates.
That's a good point. All right, I'm going to go outside of the CrossFit Games for this one. Noble declares bankruptcy.
Cue Michael Scott.
They don't... yes.
Thing.
They're gonna stand up and
I'll add that in post production.
Bankrupt.
Okay, yeah, add that in post.
Not that they'll shut down, but that they are not doing well financially. I think they made too many bets outside of CrossFit and it hasn't paid off. And
one large one in Indiana.
Does it rhyme with the pod?
No, it rhymes with NFL Combine.
Yeah. That and golf, both of those, I don't think anybody is jumping to Noble. So they're like the apparel sponsor for the PGA Tour. I don't think anybody's wearing Noble around the other than Scott Stallings. And so, yeah, I don't have a good sense that that's going to keep lasting. So that's why Noble declares bankruptcy.
I was thinking of funny ones. One was, this isn't on my official list, C4 creates super creatine despite bang. maybe that's too big of an inside joke.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that open registration goes down again this year.
Goes down again. So it's up and then it goes back down.
Last year?
Yeah. No, it went up slightly last year, but I think it will reverse course this year. I think everybody was kind of there was a little wind back in the sails these last year, but I think that little spark didn't get kindled enough, and I think we'll see more people. I don't think that they sealed the bottom of the bucket, and we'll see more people leave than come in, and that'll be the story.
Man, that's, where's the positive predictions there, Tyler?
That was really depressing. Man.
Depressing. My next two are friggin' bangers.
have y'all seen? I went and watched Iron Claw the other day. Have either of you two seen that?
No idea what you're talking about.
Zac Efron's in it. It's about wrestling. Literally the most depressing movie of all time. I had no idea. Like, I wanted to go into it not knowing much, and I'm not going to spoil it for people. But man, we went on Christmas Day and I looked over at Leslie and I was like, I did not know this was this depressing. And it was like, man, it was bad. Not a bad movie. Just be prepared to feel sad if you ever go watch that. All right. I'm sorry for that tangent. You just made Ortega. Me feel, that's what you evoked that expression with your prediction, Tyler. So
sealed the bottom of the bucket. Southern expression. Halpin, more can make the next stage than ever. So more are going to sign up. They're going to be so excited to make it to quarterfinals, Tyler.
Right.
Ortega
says that. He lives in Atlanta.
Noble goes bankrupt moments later. Where is the positivity?
That is positive.
John, number
all right,
four.
My fourth prediction is Mal O'Brien is going to finish exactly fifth in the 2024 CrossFit Games. Exactly fifth. Off the record, it will go Tia, Laura, Emma, Alex, and then Mal O'Brien. Alexis Raptis, as always, will be sixth, and then that is it. Gabby or Alexis will be 6-7.
Okay.
Daniel, Brandon, 8th, and McCary, 9th. I mean, I can keep going if you want me to, but I'll just that's we'll leave it at that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What makes you say that she's going to be top 5?
I think she left.
Or what have you seen that she's going to that she's actually going to compete? Because I say the opposite.
No. Okay. Yeah. This is pending she competes. We are in the same boat. I have no idea if she's going to compete or not. None. But if she competes, I think the last time she competed, she was the second fittest woman in the world, the first fittest that wasn't named Tia Toomey. I think if there's handstand pushups, she was better than Laura. I mean, she was better than Laura Horvath because she got second. Now, I'm not saying she's better than Laura now, and I think she's going to be worse now after taking the year off. Specifically mentally, like I just don't think she's going to have that killer instinct that she used to have. She's not a robot anymore. Now she has to feel happy every day, and it's hard to train hard when you have to feel happy every day. So my prediction is she finishes exactly fifth place. That's my prediction.
Do these match the last mountain, John, or has the mountain shifted?
Well, when I confirm that she's competing, the mountain will shift. I was supposed to come out with bold predictions. And so this is what I think will happen. Once the open happens, the mountain will shift. And we will do another mountain episode of what the real mountain is in 2024. But as of right now, it's still the same place.
Barkley wants to know if you've went down to 32nd place.
About 32nd place. If you have that information. Men or women? I'll tell you exactly 32nd place right now. Give me men or women.
Women.
Grace Walton.
Did you see she's in Las Vegas?
Grace?
Yeah.
I did not. She's with Underdogs?
Yeah.
I know she's with Underdogs, but is she there for a while? Vegas.
I think so. She put in her story that she was like basically almost a one-way ticket is what the way I interpreted the story. And now she's been training with Kyra.
Good for her.
So, yeah.
Maybe we'll get inside information on if she's 32nd place or not.
Oh, here we go. Her and Zane are training leading up to the Wallapalooza. Maybe it's just for a month or so. Either way, I'm sure it's good to be in Vegas to train in person. I am going to predict that there are going to be more failed drug tests this year, particularly in the masters division. So 2 years ago, we had a lot of drug tests. It seemed like everybody was popping left and right. Quite a few masters athletes popped at the games. This past year, it was eerily quiet. There were a couple, but not even nearly to the extent of 2022. I'm saying in 2024, that number is massive. And
you're very wrong.
So I could see a scenario where I am wrong. I want to hear why you think I'm wrong.
Because if Legends is responsible for this, they're not going to test them. And they're
not popping nobody.
They're not going to pop anybody.
So I think that, I side with Tyler on this.
So if that's the case and they're not going to be doing, if it's going to be up to the legends, I fully agree that my prediction is trash. But my prediction is predicated on the fact that CrossFit will be testing, but everybody's going to think what Tyler's thinking. And they're gonna be like, ah, Legends ain't gonna test anybody.
Gotcha.
We gotcha. And they're gonna do some.
Everybody's like South America.
And now you have a deeper field, you have more athletes, and they all get popped. And you're gonna see this huge influx because they all made it last year. It's like, oh, the testing's weak. Everybody can get through. They forgot about 2 years ago. And now it's gonna be, you know, everybody's just gonna get popped.
I saw something cool on Instagram that is possible now that I like. It's pretty cool because of the schedule change. And like, since Masters has their own category, or their own games, Bronislaw said he's going to make the games and then finish whatever top 30 or 20, whatever he said. Yeah. And, but also win the Masters 35-year-old division. Ooh. And that's pretty cool if that's possible, right? If that's possible, it's not against the rules. I mean, we never had that before. That's pretty awesome, is it not?
It would be. We just don't know when Masters. Yeah, but
like, it's different, right?
It will be a different date.
You can do that. You can do it if you make it. It's all different dates, and we've never had that before. I think it's going to be really cool. Now, you know, people like Sam Briggs are rich, or. You know what I mean? Like, probably not rich, but like, we get to have way more older people that still can make the games, but can also do Masters. I think it's pretty cool.
You can imagine how much more cool it will be if Bronny's allowed to take steroids.
he'll lift a lot even more.
Yeah.
So I mean, I could see, and again, Patrick PC's laughing, he doesn't think that CrossFit will actually test them and pay for it. But I don't think it'll take a lot to go find them.
So I hope they don't, and I hope that all the athletes figure it out, because if you want us to watch this stuff, that's going to be what sets it off, is that if we know half these athletes are juicing,
the 40-year-olds are outlifting Farlow.
Yes. That can't happen regardless. I don't care what you take. You're not outlifting Farlow.
Hey, EJ Hein.
Ah.
How about this?
No, you don't care about him? He just, ah.
Yeah. We'll never do Masters.
Vindicate, hot take. Rich will never do Masters now because it's not part of the main game.
Kind of agree with that, too.
Rich probably never played coach pitch. He was probably like, no, I want real pitcher. Like, he's like that.
I can see that.
I can see him doing old man softball.
Number four for me is
just gonna move on.
Yeah, he just said does not
whatever. Sevan is asked to return to HQ this year. Legitimately. Dang.
That's bold. Head of media?
Yeah, I would imagine so. Or something
that means
analogous.
We all have jobs.
Thing
that $50,000 job is waiting for you.
Yeah. Prediction number five is John finally makes $50,000.
All you guys get $100K, and then I just get $50K because that's what I've agreed to already.
Yes. Yes.
That would be so funny.
You think so?
What if we're slowly making their way towards it?
We're the CrossFit media team. What if it just flips like that? Huh?
That'd be wild.
You wouldn't do that, Tyler?
I would just be interested to see if they could get you a mic that doesn't pop whenever you start yelling.
I got a mic. I'm on the good mic right now. I don't have a stand, but I'm on the good mic. Is it still bad?
I would have killed for it to die at that moment.
We got a mic upgrade, just not a mic stand upgrade yet.
Dang it, Tyler. I had it really good situated.
Now we're not going to hear him.
Okay, we're good. We're good. I got it back.
All right. John, your last one.
My last one, and this is the most bold prediction I have for 2024. I would put the odds of it happening at 50-50. John Young will run a 5K in under 21 minutes. That is my boldest prediction of 2024.
What is your 5K right now?
23.12.
Is that a
but CrossFit 5K? I think I can beat it. I think I can 5K. Beat that now. I just haven't. No, it's a legit measured off 5K. We have a mile loop that's measured exactly in 100. And I just ran three of that plus 160. So that's my bold prediction. I ran 2 miles in 13:50 the other day. And like, I really considered just trying for that 5K. I was like, man, I feel like I could PR my 5K right now. Like if I just kept running, but it was a part of the workout. So
you got to take those. You win.
I didn't. But yeah, that's my, it's my prediction. Yep. 5K in under 21 minutes.
Melanie, when will you be? Melanie. Thank when you, will you try to do that? You think this summer?
Just before 2024. I mean, I run all the time. It's just before
2024.
No, the end of 2024. Before the wait, so you got December 27th, 2024. When we have our 2025 predictions, we will come back and see whose predictions were right, and like that will be the last one that unfolds. That's my I finally earned Mason's respect, Cardio King, who dogs me all the time. But yeah, it's my most bold one, but I think that's what I have to do to I'm going to have to be that good fit to achieve my goals, right? So lung capacity wise, that is my prediction. That's what I gotta strive to be. 2 minutes. Can we do it in 1 year? That's my goal. Well, prediction.
My fastest 5K is 17:04.
Well, that's cool, Brian. What do you bench press? That's what I thought.
Not close to you. But yeah, that's what you have to work for.
That's pretty nuts, man. That's faster than Ricky.
Yeah, I couldn't lift anything at that time. But
what do you think you could run?
I think my fastest after starting CrossFit was 18:21, something like that.
Was that in high school when you did that?
The 17:04 was, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
The 18:21 was 10 years ago.
What do you think you got now?
I signed up for a 5K. I haven't been running as much. I don't know. I'd probably be 21, 20, 21.
You think you can get sub 20 pretty easily if you just...
If I worked at it a little bit?
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, I trained for Ragnar back in the day. We did that, and we did CrossFit endurance training. And as one of the trainings, Saturday, like in my hometown, was doing a 5K. So I walked up and signed up and took like third overall. And my wife was like, really? Okay.
So. Yeah, I'm kind of good at running, babe. I forgot to tell you. Well, let me get there, Brian. And then we can go for a little run. I'll visit you, and we can go have a race. You should beat me, right? Because like we'll be preparing for this race,
right?
Let me get there, and it'll be fun. I'll race you, and then I'll max snatch against Taylor, so I can feel good afterwards. And then me and Tyler can have a handstand pushup contest immediately after that. And then if I can beat all three of y'all, I might have a shot at semifinals. That'll be my gauntlet.
There you go.
I don't know if you're gonna be able to out. Press me with handstands anymore. The amount of pressing we do with Taylor.
We've been doing some work.
I was like, I'm like, dude, we're pressing a lot. He's like, yep. I'm like, okay, I guess we'll just continue to do that.
Well, I got 35 on the line, on the 10-inch line. I did that 2 weeks ago. So if you can beat 35, then you got me beat. But that's what I got. I'm just letting you know 30. What I got right now.
My max is 30. I strict. Mm-hmm. So, But
I mean, Brian is the hardest one to beat out of y'all. I'm telling you right now, I feel good about you and Taylor. Brian's the one I probably will never beat, but he's going to, I'm going to have somebody to challenge.
Yeah. I hella beat my pull up PR by like 50% whenever you and I did it at the games. So you and I get next to each other. I'll probably,
yeah, no, that was fun. Do we sell those videos? Those videos never came out.
Yeah, I need to put those up.
Because I thought that was fun.
All right,
Brian,
my last
one. You could beat Taylor.
In what?
A snatch. 5K. Not a snatch. Yes.
I don't know. I don't know what he runs now.
Because he's. I mean, I imagine he's probably around 18, right? Do you know Tyler?
I have no idea.
I mean, if he's at 18 now, I probably could not at this moment. No. But give me 3 months, I'd probably be there.
Gearing up for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, you guys are all runners. I'm so jealous of y'all. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I can't lift worth anything though, John. All right, this one is kind of a hybrid between CrossFit and CrossFit Games, but CrossFit will partner with events like Spartan or High Rocks for at least one event.
Will part for the games?
No, just like
just in general.
Some type of like they did what Dave did with Spartan last year. Earlier this year,
whatever happened with that,
he did it. I posted an article about it. It was very quiet. He didn't really do. I mean, it's just he went out there. Some other CrossFit affiliate members, I think, maybe from Diablo, went out. There wasn't much fanfare about it. I think he posted maybe a story about it. I don't know. I went through the tens of thousands of photos to find him on the Spartan doing the course,
the race.
But. I could see CrossFit partnering with one of them, even though I think in the past we thought they would never do something like that. I could see them partnering to try to expand their reach in some form or fashion.
I could see them push into events that are sort of that realm, like do stuff on their own community event based events that are a little bit more like that. I don't know about partnering though. Like with High Rocks or something.
I guess it probably depends on what your definition of partnering is, but if they do some type of collaboration sponsored event where they all, you know, CrossFitters can go for cheap or something of that nature.
Mm. Yeah.
Who do you think would be more reluctant, High Rocks or CrossFit?
High Rocks.
High Rocks now. Really? I think 5 years 100 ago, CrossFit all day long would never have touched it. Any of it. Like they never would want to be associated with anybody else. I think that's probably changed. I've heard High Rocks is a little difficult to deal with on the ownership level. And so I could see them not wanting to. I mean, the fact that they have 10,000 people go to an event on a weekend is insane.
I will say, though,
you ain't begging for nothing. No. Yeah.
But like, go ahead.
You don't need CrossFit to come in. But if CrossFit wants to partner with High Rocks and say, hey, you like running, you like doing some of these sled pushes and burpees and wall balls, we could teach you how to do better. Come try us.
Yeah. I will say though, there's, you know, if people paid attention to the endurance space, like I know High Rocks is kind of blowing up now, but it used to be Spartan. Spartan races blew up big and then they kind of faded. And then it was Tough Mudder. Tough Mudder blew up big and then it kind of faded. Even Tough Mudder races, like Jacob Heppner used to do that. And then he got Patrick Rellner to do one because Heppner, just trying it out, was the second best guy in the world at it. And then next to Hunter,
yeah, just behind Hunter,
was the best.
That was like the mile then, run, wasn't it?
Yeah, because Tough Mudder. But that was their competition, was what it was. And then it faded away. Like, and now High Rocks is blowing up. These endurance sports, and like they still have the Spartan Race World Championships.
Yeah.
But like they blow up and then within a couple years they go away and they're still there, but it's like way, way less extreme. And it's happened. And the only reason I know this because I follow, like when I needed to get good at endurance, I followed Hunter. Like I, you know, basically did a deep dive on Hunter and he was all about Spartan and then he was all about Tough Mudder and now he's all about High Rocks and it's just what's hot now. And they've
they kind of just, they come really fast and explode, and then they burn out, and then they don't explode anymore, and then they're gone. And I get what you're saying. Hyrox would be reluctant, but like CrossFit has managed to stay, even though we've almost done everything we can to make it go away. You know what I'm saying with that?
Yeah, that's a fair take.
You know, and like, I think they would be lucky to partner with CrossFit. There's nothing that's as good for your fitness or your health than CrossFit. And I don't know if Hyrox would ever fully understand that. I think they would always think like this, we're the best thing. And they would
I
be.
I think CrossFit had that opinion.
No, but I think it's true. And obviously I'm biased, but I think
true. I don't disagree with CrossFit. I don't disagree with your statement. I think my prediction is based off CrossFit trying to find different ways to market itself to other people, which never would have been done in the past.
Yeah, the benefits of CrossFit. Yeah. I just don't want to downplay it like we're beneath Hyrox, because I don't think that's the case. Like, I don't think Hyrox should look at that as that's the case at all. CrossFit's never going to leave. We might get smaller, but it's going to be like strongman. The world's strongest man's been going on since the 80s. It's just never big time, big time. And I think that's the smallest CrossFit we'll ever get, is like how world's strongest man is now. I think that's,
I sure hope not. That'd be really small.
No. But what I'm saying is like, it's always going to be there. Like, I think that's like, that's the worst of the worst scenario. I don't think it's ever going away. And it is the best thing for people's health and fitness. It is a magic pill. And, you know, strongman is not a magic pill. Strongman, you die early because you take all the drugs in the world to be the best at it. So I don't see how it goes away. Hyrox can. You got to look at these things long term. So like, if you were Hyrox, I think you'd be lucky that CrossFit wants to be with you. I'm sorry.
I see Hyrox as the marathon alternative. They've all done the marathon.
Hyrox is CrossFit. If you're a runner, you don't want to lift weights.
Right. If you've been a runner, you get bored with running, you want to do something different. You know, you've done your marathons, you've done your half marathons. That's interesting. It's still a lot of running, but I can also push a sled and, you know, do wall balls. Wow.
So do you think, like, I think the problem with Tough Mudder and Spartan Race is they're a bit gimmicky. Like, you crawl under the stuff and you get mud all over yourself, and it's like a little bit of an adventure thing. Do you think Hyrox is more stable than that, or doesn't have that gimmicky? People do it for reasons other than the gimmicks.
I think for most people, it's a accessible way to test yourself once or twice a year on some type of repeatable format where you can say, I finished in an hour and a half last year. Okay, I'm going to go get stronger, right? And if they don't know how to do it, they probably won't, but they might be able to run faster or whatever. Maybe they find their way into a CrossFit gym, move better, get faster. Next year they finish in an hour 25, right? Like, they have 4, 5, 6 years of probably repeated results of improving if they actually focus on Hyrox.
Do you think that CrossFit is humble enough to market to those people and say, hey, this is a really good test of fitness, we're probably the best training program to help you get better at it?
I'm saying that's the shift that they make this year.
If you're a good runner, I think the best training is to be a better runner. But if you're already a good runner.
But I think the thing is, you go market to the runners.
Right. Or you market to the Hyrox people that we can make you better. I gotcha. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Versus saying like, we are superior to Hyrox. They put that down and they're like, no, we can help you if this is what you want to do, which is actually like what we should do. Like, if you have an athletic goal, we're the training program for you. But it's all about the attitude. Can you stomach that thought?
I
I like it. You've talked me into it.
Yeah. I think it's something that they'll change, especially with the new leadership. I don't know who they'll bring in for a new CMO, but if they keep hiring the same direction they have, I see they're bringing in somebody else that wants to try something new. And I think that's a market where you could get people interested in it. Because if you're a good runner, where are you going to struggle at it? You're going to struggle on the skier, on the rower, on the sled push, like the burpees, wall balls. 100 wall balls are going to crush most people. Right. And so
I think with a lighter ball, though, I'm pretty sure Hunter was doing wall balls with a 14.
Oh, what a.
Was it?
Demonetization.
I'm pretty positive. Yeah. Maybe I just saw it wrong, but I'm pretty positive it's a 14.
I don't know the weight of it, but I mean, even if it's at 14, the form of even the elite athletes on the wall balls is pretty atrocious.
So, no, I know, but I'm just saying is that like their wall balls aren't that hard, man.
Barkley confirmed, like, lighter ball.
Like Brian, if you could just give me your running ability, I could go beat Hunter, is what I'm saying. No. I just need your running ability.
Hunter. No.
With Brian's running ability.
I compared Ricky Garrard to Hunter.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. And yeah, never mind.
Ricky could beat Hunter on most of
You're faster of than Ricky.
I was faster.
Yeah, if you could give me the best running ability.
We put a little wind straw in you and you're at that point, bro.
Yeah, but then I would be terrible at the sled.
No. I'm saying we could just morph bodies.
Just combine? Okay.
Yeah.
John, okay, so wrong. In pro men, the wall ball is 20 pounds. So we're good. But men's doubles, the wall ball is 14.
Okay.
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
They probably have, I mean, there's probably a lot of stuff that CrossFit does that doesn't make sense to them. Everybody's got their funny stuff.
Yeah. So we'll see. I think it's something that keep an eye out. Might see something for Tyler. Last one.
This is my hottest take.
And I don't know what this is, John. I have no idea.
It is my most fervent CrossFit Games prediction.
Travis Mayer top five.
Travis Mayer will get top five.
Yeah, you knew that was coming. Yeah. Yeah, you can't not say it. You can't not predict it. No.
I've been sleeping on it. You all have been walking around forgetting about it. I have not.
One iota. Well,
we remember.
I haven't lost an ounce of sleep to that take at all.
So you're still sticking with it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sticking with it. I'm quadrupling down.
Do we have a $50 bet on this?
Let's make one. Who cares? It's all fake money anyway.
That's true. How much money do you owe me?
I swear I think it's only $40. If it's more, you can prove it. Like, I'd believe you, but we're going double or nothing at Wadapalooza.
I tell you what. Travis Mayer top 50, and we'll go double or nothing. So if he doesn't get top five, you owe me $100. And if he does get top five, you owe me nothing. Deal?
I like that.
All right. You heard it here, Spin. You write it down. Okay. Travis Mayer, top five. Tyler owes John $100.
Dear Travis, please
finish.
You don't think he's trying? Oh, now that Tyler has stock in it, now I'll just get top five.
Now he's going to work at it. It's fake money, isn't it?
If John and I only bet in gold, so it's real.
Well, there you go. Our 2024 predictions.
I'm serious about a few of them. I really think this Simon thing's going to happen. I do think the open registrations are going to go down.
They're your predictions, Tyler. You should believe it.
Well,
do you not believe in the things you say?
Sometimes.
I think we started out with John's as the most likely scenario. Most likely prediction. Roman
all
Tia.
All of them are just
number one.
One.
No, yeah.
Roman Tia.
Oh, Roman and Roman's not a given at all.
I don't know.
I don't know if you listen to him, he is.
That's right.
Yeah, Ricky wasn't there, man. He's scared of Ricky.
But here's one for you. We'll wrap up this question. And it's not really this question, but the question that got me on is Wodapalooza Gauntlet. Could there be some type of CrossFit series of a gauntlet that goes around of a competition?
A participation
like Wodapalooza. Yes. It's an hour long. It's the same five stations. You go around, do the workouts, you win the week, and you don't have to sit there all week. It's not for elites. It's just a participatory thing. Draw the community in.
I 100% think that there could be and should be.
And it could be different.
You could do it at semifinals. Like, yeah, well, I talked about doing competition beyond, you know, other tiered competition beyond just the pros, but like, yeah, I would love that. Like you run a 5K at semifinals on day one.
Or
day
two. I remember the conversation we talked about.
Where you take, like Wodapalooza.
Games workouts, like in like the capital. Like you can do the capital in whatever city, like in you have 10 cities that they're gonna do the capital and you could sign up and do it legit, the real workout. Just pick one of CrossFit's harder workouts that they do at the games, and you can sign up and do it for real, for real. Like, and you pick steps that you do the sandbag, like you do it all legit, but it's scheduled throughout in 10 different cities. You don't think that would be fun? You could do the capital in like where you live in Tennessee, right, Brian?
I do.
So, like, if they had the capital in Nashville, you don't think you'd have fun trying to do it? Oh. And like they'd have scalable, like you could do. A certain, like if you couldn't do the weights, maybe they had a 150 cool.
I'm back. Just thinking logistically, I think doing some type of gauntlet event would be much easier to replicate over and over again.
Are you asking what the event would be?
No, I'm just saying, like, should that be? I mean, I feel like that would be something that would be counter to High Rocks.
Yes.
You could get a lot of people in CrossFit to rally behind it. And do it more than just the open.
Yeah, I agree. I think it would be awesome. Like if you did it at semifinals, I think it's an amazing idea and I don't know why you wouldn't do it. Low hanging fruit.
Yep. Barkley's got it figured out. Lynn, am I going to semis in Knoxville? TBD.
You better believe it.
We never know. All right. Well, guys, next time we'll see, it'll be 2024.
So, yeah. And John will have run a sub 20 minute 5K.
That's right. Next week, 2024. Next week, we'll be back. I think we'll do all things Wodapalooza.
Will we know the full roster and stuff by then?
I don't know. If not, we won't know it until the day before. So hopefully we'll know the whole roster a week ahead of time. So I know the workouts are getting released slowly. And we'll do everything Wodapalooza next week. And then if there's any other news, we'll catch up then. Mm-hmm. All right, guys.
Thanks for following along this year. Appreciate it.
Hey, in the comments also, if you want to do a blind rankings, if you want to put that in the comment of giving us a topic to do blind rankings to, that's fun because we like it whenever we'll keep bringing off up you guys.
We'll bring up more blind rankings. If you have ideas, throw things in the comments. We'll read them off next week.
To get sentimental though, for real, for a second, like, well, I remember when like there was like 30 people watching the show.
We're at 204 right now.
Yeah, like so. I mean, like we don't talk about it much, but we really do appreciate it. I know we have some opinions that might not hit the best sometimes and all that stuff, but like.
We're spot on every time, Tyler.
Speak for yourself, Tyler. Good grief.
I appreciate it. Fuck these two.
Definitely. Thank you guys. It's been I think I had 300 followers on subscribers on YouTube a year ago.
Or is it
even less? We're at almost 4,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got like 3.86 guys. Come on. It's like
We get more views. Let's get more views than subscribers.
Let's get to 4K,
which is crazy.
All right, but him and Peter are in a race to get to 4,000. It's a big deal, and we need to win. All right, Peter talked back to me with Bellner, and I didn't appreciate that. We need 4,000 people.
That's right.
All right, so
real,
please,
like real opportunity. Real opportunity happens because of this stuff. So, and we can't do that without you all. So, thank you.
Yep, thank you guys. And with that, see you in 24.